from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation as we party with you live from Comerica Backyard at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Twins. We're about to catch up with our buddy Jared Sandler, go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. And then, of course, we'll get our preview of tonight's game with Jared, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Now, there is some news across Major League Baseball, and we set a record yesterday. It was Mets and A's. They broke a record for the longest regular season 9-inning game of the pitch clock era. And when I saw what this record was, I thought to myself, damn, I felt like this was kind of a nightly occurrence pre-pitch clock. It was 3 hours and 45 minutes. That is the new record for longest game in the pitch clock era.
That's a that was a pre-pitch clock typical Yankees-Red Sox game.
It was norm, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Very norm, yeah.
We talk about it all the time. You know, what would this game been, you know, time-wise without the pitch clock?
Yeah.
Right? Like in... You know, the Rangers and Red Sox played a 3.5-hour regular season game last week. A regulation game, I mean. And I don't even want to know what that would have been without the pitch clock.
Dude, 4.5? I mean, my gosh. Yeah, that, I mean, I saw the time on that. I'm thinking, thank God for the pitch clock.
Do you guys think, and Broadus, I'd love your thoughts on this too.
Yeah.
Do you guys think college football games have gone out of hand with how long they...
Way out of hand.
Well, they've tried to do... Did they start that last year, or is this the year they're starting where they're
running
they're,
the clock more?
They're running the clock more.
First downs, like,
well,
yeah.
They are.
So,
yeah.
But I think but what they did was they just threw more commercials.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
they
like
didn't really change.
Hours. Yeah.
Now
that's too
football,
much.
Football can get away with it, right?
Sure.
Football can get away with it. More, yes, but yes. You still get the complaints. I mean, yeah. A 4-hour anything is like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And you get that. Like in the Big 12, a 4-hour game is.
I mean, that Texas OU game I went to a few years ago, it was like a 4.5-hour game. It was the Caleb Williams. He started in the second half. They benched Spencer Rattler, but it takes forever, especially if you get a game with reviews. But yeah, I thought, I saw that and was like, damn, that the beauty of the pitch clock.
It really is.
Thank goodness for it.
And we were talking about this the other day. I was talking about this with Dave Raymond. You know, the story about the 6-inning thing, right? You know, 6 innings.
Yes. Yeah.
The minimums with the, you know, the various qualifiers and whatnot. But, like, here's the deal. Baseball at this level, Major League Baseball, is, yes, a competitive sport. It is also entertainment. And you got to be able to marry the two.
Sure.
Right? It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can marry the two. Football, I think, has done a tremendous job of that. Football is, we'd all agree, king, right? Of all the sports here in America, football's king.
No doubt.
So football can get away with things, right? They can get away with a 4-hour college football game. They can get away with, you know, whatever. Baseball's not in that pole position anymore. Baseball's at a hinge point. Momentum from the pitch clock rules, right, which buys some equity, which buys some trust with the fan base, But they got to continue to marry the entertainment side, which is important. I know the guys on the field don't want to hear that because to them it is they're playing to win, and it's a and I get it. And at the end of the day, the core of why we love it is the competitive side of it. But there are a lot of sports that are competitive. Why are they not? It's entertainment, right? So baseball needs to do a really good job. And I'd be curious y'all's thoughts. And Eric, I know as someone who likes baseball but is not a baseball diehard, like, what does that look like? Yeah. You know, what are the, because you're the exact person, you love sports, right?
Right.
I'm not worried about Broaddus. I'm not, and you know, Broaddus, I mean that, Broaddus loves baseball, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Broaddus. I'm worried about Eric. I'm worried about the Eric Chiafalos of the world. You're kind of in between, right?
Sure.
Zach, I'd say, like,
yeah.
And so maybe you're more on the Eric side, but what could it be? You tell me.
Well, I will tell you what they've done with the pitch clock has been an absolute game changer. I mean, it is much more palatable to be able to say, okay, I know what I'm getting into when I get into a baseball game, and it is going to cap out at a max of 3 hours, and it just keeps everything moving along, and you don't want to turn away. Like, old baseball was like, man, I want to have a 10-minute conversation where I'm not even looking at anything because I know I'm not going to miss anything. Now you feel like, oh, my gosh, okay, if I do turn away for even 2 minutes, something has happened here. I mean, there's times where I'm driving listening to you guys, and all of a sudden you start to daydream a little bit, and you're like, wait, what? We've already been through the entire side here? Like, it happens yeah. in the snap of a finger sometimes. Yeah. So, I mean, that to me has already been a game changer. I like the Players Weekend bringing that back, and we're in the midst of it right now.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly,
bats.
Just the idea of watching Josh Jung with a Captain America bat tonight is yeah. like, that's going to get me to my television.
One thing that also, I feel like baseball doesn't do a great job of showcasing their stars maybe as much as other sports do.
All right, can I counter that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't disagree with you. I think baseball could do a much better job. A few challenges. And I think we've probably talked about this before. So my nephews, they're 11 and 13 or whatever, yeah. and they love sports, but they love the NBA. So when the Warriors come to town, you think they want to go? Yeah. Why do they want to go? They want to see the stars who have been marketed, right?
Yeah.
Steph, Clay, you know, back when the Splash Brothers were, you know, at their peak, Draymond, but really, let's just say Steph.
Yeah.
Well, you know that aside from load management, which, you know, basketball's tried to address that, mm-hmm. Steph's going to play. He's probably going to play about 35 minutes. And when he's on the court, he's going to be very involved, right? All right. I want to go see Patrick Mahomes. Okay, maybe the Chiefs lose the time of possession battle. We want to get specific. But in general, half of the game, he's going to be on the field, and he's going to touch the ball every play. He might hand it off, but he has a chance to do something every play. I go to a baseball game tonight. The Rangers are playing the Minnesota Twins. All right, Royce Lewis is one of the best hitters in baseball. I might come to the game. I want to see Royce Lewis. Well, first of all, not enough people are in the ballpark right now thinking, I want to go see Royce Lewis, because
sure.
you're right. Baseball does not market its stars as well as they need to. But you're going to see Royce Lewis bat four times, maybe five.
Yeah.
He might walk once. He might ground out. That's not that exciting. And maybe he'll make a play or two in the field. But I do think there's a built-in challenge that baseball, I don't know how they overcome.
Yeah.
Right.
Because your position player stars, the guys who are going to be in there every single day, the guys you don't need to worry about, say for health, if I buy a ticket 3 weeks from now, in theory, Corey Seager is going to be in the lineup. Now, the pitchers, you got to wait and see. All right, Paul Skeens, he's supposed to start Wednesday. I'm going to buy a ticket. Paul Skeens is one of maybe two or three pitchers in Major League Baseball who I think right now people will buy a ticket specifically to see. Right? Since Max Scherzer has been acquired by the Rangers, and I know that we're not getting multi-time Cy Young Max Scherzer, I've had a single person ask me, hey, when's Max pitching? I want to come see him. Can you get me tickets for the Max game? Is he pitching Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Do you mind getting me tickets for those games? Not one. Right? And that's not a shot at Max. I think that's just where we are.
No, you're right.
Right? And
yeah.
So I do think baseball needs to do a much better job of marketing its stars. I also think, you know, maybe hockey can speak to this, but
yeah.
football and basketball don't have as many stars for whom English is not their first language. That's another challenge.
That's fair.
And that is not a, you know, that to me is an opportunity more than a challenge, but baseball hasn't figured that out, how to make that an opportunity. But I don't know how you get around the fact that the way the game is played, Shohei Ohtani spends such a small percentage of the time actually in the action. Right?
Yeah.
No, you're 100% right. And there's really not much that you can do about that, ultimately, unless you have some type of magic bat rule where Aaron Judge is allowed to show up to the plate at any moment during the game,
yeah.
and he doesn't have to be stricken to the lineup position that he's in.
That, I mean, people have talked about that. You get, like, I've heard all sorts of different theories, and this is where I think you've got to be open-minded. Now, you might not like this specific idea I'm going to present, but you got to be open-minded, and I'm going to use football as an example. Do people feel like we've softened football to protect quarterbacks? 110%.
Yes.
Is softening football to protect quarterbacks the absolute best decision football can make? I don't care what the, you know, the old timers are all back in my day, but no, it is, because no one wants to see Tim Boyle versus Cooper Rush. They
absolutely.
Just don't,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
So let's be open-minded here. And maybe this isn't the right way to go, but you got to be open-minded to these things that don't totally compromise the essence of the game, but maybe add to the entertainment factor. You get one opportunity per game where you can have a guy bat out of order. It could be in the first inning.
I like that idea.
It can be in the seventh inning. So now, to me, and I don't know if I love this idea. I mean, I love the idea of it. I don't know if I want it executed yet, but I think about it from this way. One, all right, yeah. Mike Trout, critical moment, he's going to bat, right? You know that. Like, in that big moment, he's going to get that opportunity. But also, there's the conversation side of it. Why is, you know, football, fantasy football is so huge for football, right?
Yeah.
Because now people are having conversations about football so much more than they otherwise would.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things that baseball has that it's got to play to is the pace of the game is slow enough to where you can, in real time, talk strategy.
Yeah.
And I can be sitting in my seat. Hey,
exactly.
You think he's going to make that?
Yes.
You think he's going to use his yes. golden ticket then, right? Like, Broadstone, you get what I'm saying?
No, this is
for sure. Conversation.
I watch baseball differently because I find when I go to a baseball game, I enjoy the fact that I could sit there and have time to kind of take things in,
yeah.
but I can also enjoy food and stuff. I don't feel like I could sit at a football game other than a tailgate party and really enjoy food and things like that. I look at baseball differently for the entertainment value because of the pace of play. And I really do appreciate the pitch clock. You know, I mean, nobody wants to sit there for 4 hours, but I kind of feel like when I go to a baseball game, I'm like, I know I'm going to be here. I know I'm going to get some really good food. I'm probably going to have time to have some conversations, and I'm probably going to see a pretty good game. You know, that's how I look at baseball. That's why I like when you say go to a game, that's what I think of football. To me, I watch it a different way than I watch baseball.
I've got one other thing that I do think baseball needs to do a better job of doing. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll also preview this game tonight against the Twins with our buddy Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. That's next in the nation.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation live here at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers-Twins game number two here. And we have Jared Sandler with us, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segment's also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation, 214-333-3333, or go to frankelfirm.com. G-Bag Nation also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Now, Wolchuk, you're fixing baseball here, right?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do you
got
for us?
Yeah, I mean, just shooting out some ideas, really. And I think one of the ones, and I was talking to Jared about this off air, I think like some of the stuff with the baseball schedule, we can make certain events more isolated. I think the MLB draft is one maybe they could do a better thing with, in terms of maybe you don't have it in July, right, during where the All-Star break is. Maybe you could move that so maybe you get more eyeballs and attention when it's off-season, like we see in the NBA right after the season. Maybe you do it right after the World Series is done. Now, that could probably affect GMs and scouts. Maybe they wouldn't like that. I can understand that. And it's way longer than some of these other drafts, which is 100% fair. But also the Hall of Fame, and I was probably more invested this year than I usually am with Adrian Beltre getting in. But I'm trying to watch Adrian Beltre get enshrined, and the Rangers are also playing the Orioles. And if you're somebody that doesn't have a dual TV setup, I got to kind of pick and choose what am I going to focus on right now. I don't understand why Major League Baseball has their Hall of Fame enshrinement while you've got other MLB teams playing. That should be in the offseason where it's an isolated, on-its-own event.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, you just don't have a game that night, you know, because you don't typically there's Sunday night baseball and you just
exactly.
I think there are challenges to the offseason. I did ask, I told you off air, I had asked this to someone who's far smarter than I am a few years ago, and they gave me an answer that I've since forgotten because I'm an idiot, that made a lot of sense, like why it happens in the middle of the season. Something like logistically, where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess you can't combat that. But to your point, yeah, you shouldn't have to pick between Beltre's speech and a game, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, let's do it at night. And maybe you don't have Sunday night baseball. Or you know what? Maybe you have it for the hour or whatever, hour and a half leading up to. I don't know. There are ways to do it to better showcase it. I'll tell you with the draft, Zach, one of the challenges is you got kids coming out of high school who have to make decisions. Am I going to college? Am I not? And so when you have it in the summer, I mean, they've already pushed it back to July. A lot of people don't like that. They wanted it back in June. But, you know, you at least allow for clarity. Am I going back for another year of school? Am I going to school? Am I, you know, staying at the junior college? Or am I, you know, whatever I'm going to do. I think it would be tough if you do it in November. Now you have kids who are going to roll in school for 2 months and not sure. Are they going to the
that, so that makes a lot of sense. No doubt.
Jared, last night we had Leiter and Rocker getting it done, respectively. What did you find interesting about their performances last night?
Well, Leiter threw harder than he's had at all this season. You know, he was hitting 100 a few times. I mean, listen, he got 11 outs, all strikeouts. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he was on a little bit of a pitch count working his way back, you know, just load management stuff. You know, with Kamar Rocker, last night with Leiter, Leiter is having an outstanding year. Right? Does this mean he's going to be an ace? No, I'm not saying that. He was bad last year in Double A. He's been really good this year in Triple A. That is an outstanding. Usually, you don't go from bad in Double A to really good in Triple A. Usually, there's maybe a little bit of a transition in between. Hasn't been the case. He's been really good in Triple A. That's good. That is a big step in the right direction. What does it mean for the major leagues? We'll have to wait and see. With Rocker just continuing to dominate Double A hitters is fun to watch.
What are you excited about for the pregame show tonight?
Paul Molitor's on. Hall of Famer Paul Molitor.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Going to talk about Adrian Beltre.
Hell yes.
Beautiful. All right, Jared Sandler, ladies and gentlemen. And that'll do it for the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, live from Globe Life Field. And it's going to be a big sports weekend. Broadus and I will have the pregame for the Cowboys. Walchuk will take over in the post alongside Broadus. Thanks to Lucius and Broadus and Carter and Ruben and Walchuk. I'm Eric Chiafalo. Rangers baseball is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.